Welcome to the Wednesday, January 14th, 2015 regular meeting of the Morro Bay Water Reclamation Facility Citizen Advisory Committee. We have a quorum here, I believe. Do we need a roll call vote, or are you happy with identifying who's here?
I think we're fine knowing that Mr. Diodati and Ms. Leviolette are absent from today's meeting.
Yeah, good. Thank you. And I am filling in for John, who's our chair. So this meeting is called to order, and we will have a moment of we'll have a moment of silence first, and then we'll say the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's have the moment of silence now. Okay, thanks. Let's all stand and say the pledge.
Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, this gives us a chance for announcements, and I turn this over to staff. Rob, do you have any announcements for us?
Couple of small announcements. We're in the evaluation period of our downtown parklet. It's received hot and cold comments on it so far, and it's on Main Street between Morro Bay Boulevard and Harbor. On the west side of the street there, it's a public parklet, and it's in its evaluation period. We're looking at a six-month period to try it out, to see how it works, and then it either goes or we reevaluate it at that point in time. Also, the city has a new Facebook page, so all you Facebookers out there, like the City of Morro Bay, and you can be updated with current news and events that are going on. Breaking news, for it'll be one of our venues to put out there if there's some form of traffic disruption or work in the street. That'll be one of the places that we'll get that information out to the public. So those are my two announcements for today.
Just a quick question. Are there other parklets in the queue if this works out?
We anticipate probably looking down on the Embarcadero to kind of widen that sidewalk area that's so narrow on the west side of the street. And in the downtown, we've had several businesses approach us for, they like the idea, they just want to see how it works and work with the city on that. So
it's a good idea. I like it.
I wanted to, Rob, real quick. I also noticed on my iPhone, they do have an app now for the City of Morro Bay, and it ties, I think, both the Chamber of Commerce as well as the city. It'll take you to thecity.org also, as well as Facebook.
Yeah, I think it's
a very
Chamber's
nice
app. Yeah.
And I was duly impressed.
Okay, thanks. Anybody else? Okay, this is public comment period. Is there anyone in the public that wishes to address this august body in the City of Morro Bay?
I Anyone else for public comment? Thank you, Betty.
It's working. Yeah, we're fine.
Thanks, Bob. I see there's no one else to make comments, so we will close the public comment period.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. I was just advised by AGP that there was an audio problem with the podium microphone, so that did not go out on the air. So if we might want to take a short break and then offer it up for the two public commenters to come back and make their comments again so that they are received by more than just this room. So if we could take a quick break here, AGP will investigate the problem and we'll get back to
it's
just a minute.
Overtaped.
Overtaped?
Yeah.
So
we are going to take a short break here, and we'll be back as soon as we can, as soon as the mic's up, so we can hear these comments from the public. Okay, we're going to try this again. We're going to try public comment, and we invite the public to make any statements they wish.
Thank you. My name is Betty Winholtz, and I just want to make a quick comment about the parklets on Main Street, that though there may be businesses that are interested in those, there are other businesses that are not, because they know the lack of parking hurts their businesses and their neighbors' businesses. And I hope that the feedback continues strongly, regardless of which side people are speaking to, because I think we need that feedback quickly so it can either stay or go. Why I'm really here this afternoon is to talk about the reclamation facility, and in looking at your appendices, that the one that has to do with the chart with the big money on it says $75 million at this point, which is more than double that we've ever talked about before. And I didn't see any justification for that in the document. And I know that we haven't chosen the kind of technology that we want yet. And I don't know that we've settled on a price yet for the property. So I don't know how that kind of a figure can be thrown out, and hope that you would justify that.
Thank you, Betty. Is there anyone else?
Chair and board, my name is Bob Keller, Morro Bay. Okay, I'm here to talk about the water reclamation facility, which we've been trying to work on for the last few years to get it done. And I've attended a lot of meetings, including the JPA in Cayucas. And anyway, I thought in December that we had a solution that Cayucas was going to work with us on this project. But lately I hear that they're delaying this project, trying to delay this project again. And I thought we had settled in December. So anyway, I'm just tired of hearing the word delay, delay, delay. It seems like every time we try to get something moving, they want to just try to throw it off track. So anyway, we in Morro Bay are moving on. No more delays from Morro Bay. If Cayucas wants to come, they're going to have to be a customer. And we could be the lead agency and the operator of this facility. We'd be a customer operator for anybody that wants to come aboard. Also, by being the lead operator, the lead agency, we could have more control, less problems, and be able to control our destiny. For future recycling, we'd have control over that and have more control if we be involved with Cayucas. Morro Bay has a timeline, 5 years, and we don't need delays, because time is money and time is of the essence. Morro Bay is moving forward, not backwards. Also, I'm going to say something about the old facility in Morro Bay. Well, once we get the new facility online, plans are up to demolish it. It's a money pit. Seems like we've been putting a lot of money into it for years and years, and we don't want to put it in any longer than 5 years down the line. So anyway, we plan to move on without Cayucas, and they can be our customer. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. I see that there's no one else for public comment, so that closes public comment. That gets us to our consent calendar. The only thing on our consent calendar is the approval of the minutes of our last meeting, which was December 3rd. And I would like to have approval of the minutes, or at least a motion to approve them so we can discuss them. So I need a motion and a second.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as shown for the consent calendar of December. I think it was 5th. December 3rd, sorry.
I will second that motion.
Good. That gets us that gets us open for discussion on those minutes. Anyone have a comment?
Yeah, okay. I have a comment.
Richard?
On the minutes there is a discussion. There was a discussion with one of the board members from Cayucas. His name is Dan Lloyd, and he mentioned there's a statement say he's mentioning there the issue of commodities. Okay, I brought up the wastewater as a commodity. Prior to that, he followed it up, and then there was a public speaker, Marta Jo Bruton-Sadowski, that stated that, you know, it says that stated that water is a valuable resource in Morro Bay. Well, yeah, it is, but it was a little bit more involved in that. That statement had to do with Cayuga Sanitary District, it's not in their purview to deal with reclaimed water.
Richard, could you show us where you're referring
I'm
to?
I'm on page 3.
Page 3, down at the bottom.
Yeah.
And you're saying that Dan Lloyd paragraph?
Yeah, the Dan Lloyd paragraph, he stated that it's a, you know, that state water is a reclamation is a commodity. I think that we just have to clarify that Marta Jo Bruton-Sadowski stated that the Cayuga Sanitary District's purview is strictly collecting sewage, and that if they are going to be involved in any reclamation of water, that there is part of that they might be required to either have a community service district, as she stated, or something like Goleta has, which stated has another special district that deals with reclaimed water. That's all I wanted to say about that.
Do you want to try to revise it with a few words?
I would just say that stated that maybe Morro that stated that water is a valuable commodity in Morro Bay, and that the CSD, the Community Sanitary District, might have to create a community service district if they are to be involved with the reclamation of water.
Have you got that? Does anyone have any comments or concerns about adding that to the minutes? Okay, then I need a vote on the minutes as amended.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda to approve the minutes of the last meeting of December 3rd. With the clarifications brought forward by Richard Sarajewski.
If you want a second, that's fine.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, then. All in favor? Just
aye.
Aye.
Okay. This gets us to old business. Now, our committee. Just to refresh for the public that we have subcommittees on various aspects of this project, and we have three subcommittees, finance, environmental, and engineering. And I invite each committee to make a presentation at this time on their findings up to now if they wish. So let's start with the Finance Subcommittee. Does this Finance Subcommittee want to make a few comments or statement? No? Yes? Well, yeah.
No, yes. Okay. Sorry about that. We've already provided a presentation a couple of times about some of the questions, the remaining questions that we had regarding the cost of the project, and we were satisfied with the responses that we received from John and Rob Liebeck. The only thing I wanted to add today is that perhaps in the future we might consider that the Finance Committee help out with some grant research and provide our findings to the overall committee. And the second area I think that needs some attention regards community outreach. I think most people first heard about the decisions that were made for the siting of the wastewater treatment plant from the city council meeting, and if they didn't see the tape or were there for the meeting, they read about it in the newspaper. And I'd like to propose that maybe we do a little more work in that area in terms of public outreach. And one committee that might address it would be the Finance Committee. But since John's not here to discuss this, I propose that this would be a topic of discussion for the next meeting and something for everybody here to just consider.
Okay, good. Any discussions or questions? Okay, we go to the second subcommittee, which is environmental.
We've not met since our last meeting, so we have nothing to report. But these next steps that are coming up, they'll definitely interest us, and so we'll probably convene in the next month.
Steve?
Okay, from the engineering standpoint, we have not met yet because basically it hasn't gotten into the engineering design that is going to go into the project at the time of the master's facility plan when it gets started. That's probably when you're going to get something from the engineering subcommittee.
All right, good. Okay, then that allows us to move on to new business. The new business that we have on our agenda is a project update, and I turn that over to Rob.
Thank you, Vice Chair Woodson, committee members. This is, I think, my third time giving this update. I add a couple slides each time, so here we go. So this is an update as of last night at the City Council meeting. So what we're going to do today is you're going to receive the update, ask any questions you might have about the process, and then provide any recommendations that will be forwarded on to the City Council. As we all remember, and just as in review, Rancho Colina was selected as the City Council as its preferred site to begin the facility's master planning and environmental review in December. It was confirmed by both the City and the CSD also in December at their joint meeting. And this decision was based on work by John and his team, Michael Nunley, and then also Crollo Engineers. And if I might, I might give a little explanation on the cost estimates that were prepared based on the public comment to give a little explanation on that. This was a site comparison, so we needed to compare the construction costs on either site. So what we did was propose a similar facility as the CMC site, an oxidation ditch plant. That may or may not be what we end up with at the Rancho Colina site. So those construction estimates at this point are for a similar facility to the site at CMC. When we begin facilities master planning and environmental review, we may go down a different path. As I've told the council and anybody that will listen to me,
we all listen to you.
What drives the technology of the treatment plant will be what the effluent and end use of the water will be. So MBR plant, very high quality effluent, a little bit higher in the operational costs than some other types of facilities. So, but that decision will be made further down the road. And I can envision a facility that we may want to split flows and not treat everything to the highest quality, depending on what the point of reuse is. We talked a little bit about this last night, that we envision perhaps the plant starting out doing its reclaimed water with some irrigation of some fodder crops until we can get a distribution system or a groundwater injection system in place. There's plenty of unirrigated grazing land right around where the treatment plant would be, so it would be a way to reclaim a portion of that water until we're ready to distribute it. So proposed next steps. Some form of agreement between the City of Morro Bay and Cayuga Sanitary District for the proposed development on the Rancho Colina site, facilities master planning, and the environmental review phases. We need to identify the roles that the City and the CSD will have in the review of the technical work
what the cost-sharing formula will be for future expenditures. We may want to toss in reimbursement for work that has gone on in the past 2 years by both parties. We may want to throw that into the formula, that we would pay Cayucas back for their work, they would pay us back for our work on this project. And then we need to consider what the ultimate relationship will be between the two agencies, and consider a different form of relationship, a customer service provider relationship. Some of the next steps, we're requesting a proposal from John to continue on with project management and facilitation, some of the initial environmental engineering work that needs to fully develop the scope for the big RFPs for the facilities master planning and the environmental review. We also need to engage the expertise of, and we touched on this. This is some of this is based on some of the information that this committee gave us in your tentative approval of the Rancho Colina site, is engage some geotechnical hydrogeological consultants to further define some site constraints and groundwater recharge. I'll skip to the second one first because I'm really talking about this subject. We need to look at cultural resources, biological assessment, and other environmental issues to fully inform the process of potential fatal flaws before we get too far down the road on this site and really commit major resources to it. We also need to coordinate with the Coastal Commission, with LAFCO, with San Luis Obispo County regarding the potential annexation and the permit coordination. Or so ago on a different subject, but since I had David Church in the room, we talked a little bit about this project also. We're going to work with our team to develop a request for proposals for the development of facilities master plan and environmental review, kind of redundant there. At the joint meeting between the Cayucas Sanitary District on January 8th, what came out of that meeting was develop what we're calling the MOU for now. How will the staffs work cooperatively with each other through the facilities master plan and environmental review project? Project goals, bring back a set of project goals for the project that are a joint set of goals between the CSD and the City Council. Work cooperatively on a proposed to develop a framework that will help inform, determine the governance structure for the future relationship and the project. And then work on property negotiations. I say property negotiations, not property purchase. We're going to enter in some form of agreement with the property owner that ties up the property, basically, so that we can, you know, fully work on development. We aren't going to purchase it, but we are going to have an agreement with the property owner that this is our preferred site, and this is the site that we want to move forward with additional work on. At last, I got the date wrong there. That's today. But it was on the January 13th. Last night, the city held a council meeting. They directed us to move forward with the fatal flaw technical studies, to ask the WRFCAC, this committee, to provide council with an evaluation on John and Mike's past work. Because we're talking about getting a proposal for them from future work, we want to know how the committee feels about their previous work. Since that was just last night, I don't have an evaluation form to hand out to you. I will email you something, and we'll either figure out a way to get that back to us and then report out at the next committee meeting. Council wants the WRFCAC committee and subcommittees
to meet and weigh in on the process so far. They also wanted, I missed one up there, and it's touched on in the last bullet point, that council developed a consensus to direct staff towards the service provider customer relationship with the CSD, and they would like some discussion of that topic at this committee to get a sense of your advice to that, what your advice to them would be on this subject. And it's not something we have to conclude today, since I'm just rolling it out, but we might want to get some initial thoughts and then bring it back for a more fully developed item. In conclusion, you know, the city's goal is to have this facility operational within the time frame of their resolution that they passed last year, 17-14, and that's 5 years from the date of the permit on the last permit on the current facility, which hasn't quite started yet. We anticipate a permit probably late this spring. It's critical to stay engaged in the process, to continue to move forward so we don't lose momentum and just delay the project as it moves forward. And we recommend that we work with our existing team moving forward. We're at least going to the next step with our existing team, and we have requested a proposal from them, and John is, and we're working on that scope of work for that proposal right now. So that concludes my brief presentation and discussion, comments, questions for myself or John.
Yeah, questions. You want to go?
First of all, based on what you brought up, I just want to put out there, first of all, I have every confidence in who you have had working on this preliminary studies issue. Both John Rickenbach and Mike Nunley can do this standing on their heads, quite frankly. I think their technical and their planning side of it has been very good. And actually, I did this for a living in my past life, and I do feel very good at that. The one concern I have is the fact, if you can remember when we first step through this process, and it's honestly the fiscal side, but it's from the side of trying to come up with a realistic budget for the planning and technical services. I think going forward, it was either underscoped through the RFP process or the consultants didn't realize how much work they were really getting into. I'm not complaining about the 307K on the first page for the JFR side of it. What I'm worried about is how far it was missed from the original where we were at. So going forward, my only concern in all of this is to try and realistically scope where you're going, because you can't have the whole project go two or threefold, because this will blow out of the water the whole project as a whole. So I just want to make that statement, but it also brings up, I want to talk to the fact of you asked about feedback on how MKN and John Rickenbach did. I thought they did an excellent job, both technically and planning-wise. Thank you.
Sure, Steve. And Dale?
Yeah, both JFR and Nunley, I think they did an excellent job. And I would like to get that in the emailed out to me to go back. Also, I want to, what's the CSD planning? Have they said anything? What are they wanting to do as far as going in partnerships? Or they want to be a customer? Do we know any of that yet, or is that still up in the air?
Still yet to be revealed what the CSD is planning. We had a JPA meeting. Nobody really talked about it except for one of the public commenters that talked about the elephant in the room that nobody really wanted to talk about. That's why we felt that we needed to bring it out at our last council meeting to get at least direction from our council on the way they wanted their staff to proceed with this project. So it was, if you watched last night, it was pretty clear what the council direction was on their primary choice of what the relationship might take its form as.
Yeah, I had three comments. First of all, John, I think you've done a great job. Terrific consultants. Your reports were easy to read, and you've been at every meeting. You've answered the public's questions, I think, fantastically. The second comment, though, that I wanted to make was with regard to the fatal flaw analysis. And this is a what-if scenario. I know we talked about cultural resources at the last meeting, and I thought that was one of the reasons why we were going to be conducting this fatal flaw analysis. What if there were a major issue there? I understood that we would be looking into mitigation factors so that we had the impression that this was the final site.
Yes, we just want to, it was pretty clear based on Ms. Leviolet's expertise in this area that we really do need to do this analysis for fatal flaws. The other things that came up were some biological issues that could, and then geotechnical are kind of the three areas that we need to investigate fuller. I don't think John's dying to say something here, but I don't think any one of them are project killers per se, but they could have a great impact on the projects itself and would be a good thing to get an early eye on those that would, and they will inform the environmental review process and the ultimate design of the facility. And if, I guess, worse comes to worse, we do have a list of ranked 17 sites that if we did have to go to a different site, we do have a site that's ranked number 2, we have a site that's ranked number 3, and so we can continue down that list. I don't anticipate doing that. I anticipate this is the site. Based on the kind of the literature review that I've done, at least from a geotechnical standpoint, I don't see anything that would stop us from building a facility on that site.
Okay, and then my third comment related to that is that if we have a pretty good idea that this is going to be the site selected for the WRF, I would suggest having, I would be recommending this to the council, that they think about meeting with the regulatory agencies like EPA and the Regional Water Quality Control Board just to have a meet and greet meeting to let them know, you know, that they're moving forward. Because they're going to be partners for the long haul. At a minimum, I would suggest sitting down and meeting with the folks at EPA Region 9.
Mm-hmm. Barbara?
Yes. Is this on?
Thank you. Yes, I have a couple comments. First of all, I echo all my colleagues' comments on the satisfaction of the superb job that it's been done by all of our consultants to date. And I also share Steve's concern that sometimes maybe we have too many amendments or change orders. In some cases, I find that's a reflection of the RFP that goes out or the work not being clear. And as we progress with this, I would think we, City of Morro Bay staff, would get more adept at more complete agreements. So, but that's obviously a concern. But the other comment I did want to make is I thought it was very interesting last night one of the city council members proposed, would this be more efficiently managed by going with one consultant that does everything versus several individual? And in my experience in the private sector with a lot of large IT infrastructure, in some cases, yes, you do maybe save some dollars or some management time in project management. In other cases, I've seen it not work out because the large subcontractor has to sub out a lot of the piecework. You're paying burden on burden. And secondarily, I see a lot of issues down the road with if you ever want to divorce or terminate this relationship. It's very difficult when you have all your eggs in one basket. So just as a point of information for people to be aware of on that. But yes, I'm overall very satisfied. Regarding the Cayucas and the arrangement, Rob, I just had a couple questions on what is the arrangement now of the JPA, and what is Morro Bay City obligated to do, to perform, if we don't go down the joint path? What's their charter, mission statement, whatever? Because that would impact how we set up some type of governance, if you could.
Yes. So the existing agreement, we call it a JPA just because it's an agreement between the two governing bodies. It's not a joint powers authority. It's not a separate form of government there. So we have an agreement to operate and maintain the existing facility. That's what that agreement covers, the existing facility. It did not anticipate moving a wastewater treatment plant a mile out of town and building a whole new, when they last revised this in the 80s, they weren't thinking about that. So it talks about operating and maintaining the existing facility. It leads you to believe a little bit if there needs to be major work done on that facility, how you do that, but it doesn't anticipate a new constructed facility. So we, you know, some of the options with working with Cayucas would be to replicate that agreement. Just do it again, and it's ownership is roughly 65-35%, yet the voting is 50-50. So that seemed to bother a lot of people. Another form that we could take on would be to change the voting arrangement so that it's voting based on the amount of ownership. Another would be to form a true JPA, an authority, a separate form of government. I probably would not recommend that for the size that we are. And then in some ways, from our standpoint, the city of Morro Bay's, you know, one of the simplest forms is the customer service provider relationship, where they pay their bill based on what their flow is, and their rates cover payback for the debt service, for the loan that the city of Morro Bay gets to construct the facility. So in a nutshell, those are the forms that I see, and I don't believe that we have a the agreement does not obligate us to continue to use that form of agreement from now until forever. It talks about the existing facility, how we operate and maintain that facility.
Okay. So when the existing facility terminates, I'm sure there's some termination provisions, but it's only applicable to
correct.
That site.
We're going to have to liquidate some property.
Right.
We co-own property and facilities. There may be some resources that exchange hands for that.
So our discussion today and future meetings should center on some of these options you just said, like fix the voting or the pay or the contribution level, and see which of these options most closely align with Morro Bay's goals to complete this
yes.
in 5 years. Okay, thank you. That's all the comments I think I have.
Richard, you want to chime in?
Yeah, thank you. I'd like to make a statement on Mr. Rickenbach and Mr. Nunley's work. For me, I look at money, but to me that's secondary. The primary thing that I look at is a trust issue. And we have to trust our staff, and we have to trust the staff, whoever they get. And when we have somebody that we could say, hey, I trust you, that is a big thing for me. And that's what I feel that we have right now with John and Mike. And I think that we should continue with that relationship for now. I agree with your what you mentioned, Barbara, with regards to putting all your eggs in one basket. That is definitely something that we should look into, you know, make sure that the city is represented and accordingly. Now, I could talk about Cayucas for a long time, but I have been involved in this wastewater issue for about, let's see, 2004, about 10, 11 years. The current JPA that was written and is implemented was written by the vice president of the Cayuga Sanitary District at that time, and there was some litigation action going on. And the current president was also the president at that time. He's been there for a while. So the environment that Morro Bay was in, and it was in a litigation kind of environment, kind of put us on our heels. And that this JPA reflects that, with the 50% vote, with the as far as risk management, I mean, we take, as a city, we take all the risk. And because the sewage comes into our town. And, you know, just to be clear here, sewage, I worked in collections. Sewage is a hazardous material. It's very hazardous, you know, with the sewer gas and everything else. Currently, there's a project in North Morro Bay going on. After 10 years or more, it's finally getting addressed, especially with the school there, and that's the H2S issue. And that is coming, that's Cayucas' project, and that was affecting all North Morro Bay for years. I feel that anybody that has followed this process for the last several years, and looked at historical meetings, the continual delays, like some of the public comment was, and the continual contentious relationship, I feel very strongly that, first of all, Mr. Rickenbach, Mr. Nunley, these funds were paid by the citizens of Morro Bay on the backs of citizen Morro Bay taxpayers. We're here representing the citizens of Morro Bay. Now, this plant that we want to build in Rancho Colina, it is a regional plant. It's taking care of Rancho Colina, the trailer park there. It's taking care of, if Cayucas comes on the board, it takes care of them. We have state parks. I believe to be fiscal responsible to the taxpayers of Morro Bay, we need a couple things. Number one, we need any flow measuring device that's measured at the sewer, at the lift station, needs to be under the jurisdiction of Morro Bay's employees. That would make the new agreement with Cayucas, we would take over the lift station number 5, which Cayucas has 2 gravity lines and collects, and it's in the city. Those flow meters are going to be calibrated, and they're used for billing, and they should be under the jurisdiction of Morro Bay. Also, the Cayuga Sanitary District simply could be a customer. Just charge them by the gallon. So we have our flow meters. They already have. We just charge them by the gallon, and then it keeps it simple. Then when we go to build the plant, we, as a city, can focus on what is best for that. And when we have the reclaimed water, we could. It opens up grants for us because we have a nitrate issue in the Morro Basin. If we're going in the direction of solving that nitrate issue, it will open up, like the Monica from Kestrel stated, it would open up major grants, and not only that, it puts us to the top of the list. So here we have an opportunity. If we come in by ourselves, have an opportunity to not only do this, but I see this being the 5-year timeline is not a problem. I mean, I think that with a team like, you know, Rob and John is putting together, we can get her done. And I think that the citizens of Morro Bay, the ones I talk to, are just tired of talking about it. Let's get her done. And I think that to do that, we don't need more bureaucracy. We need efficiency. And that would make, you know, that just to keep kind of just as a customer and simple. Thank you for letting me speak.
Very good, Richard.
Bill, I have a couple questions.
Go ahead, Paul. All
right. First of all, I wanted to speak to the JFR team, and I've mentioned this before to John, and I'm really, really happy with what they've done for us. and Mike and the whole bit. So I'd be more than happy to continue using them. But my concern is, are we kind of in a transitional phase from a planning into project management? And will we be asking that of you, project management? Is that under the consideration of this proposal?
We're not probably to the phase of construction project management.
Okay.
And I view whoever we get, whatever team we'll get, will have to be made up of engineers and planners.
Okay.
There will be some aspects of the project that will be engineering driven, and that team leader will take control of it. And some of the, when we're deep into environmental review, the planning hat will be worn. And I don't know many people that wear both those hats at the same time. So it will have to be made up of a team, something like the John Rickenbach, Michael Nunley team. So I see an ebb and flow with whatever expertise is needed at that time. That person is managing that portion of the project. So we don't have, God forbid, a engineer managing a EIR process, or a planner managing a design contract.
That's been done before.
Yes, it has been done before.
Another question I had: when you get into this geotechnical phase that you want to do, I don't know if it's something you want to do ahead of time or part of the process, but a rough grading plan. I see a tremendous amount of dirt and possible rock. I think you're going to encounter a very hard impermeable Franciscan formation in this location. If you look at the site plan, it looks nice on a piece of paper, but we know the terrain is
yes,
undulating, and so when you excavate these slopes, you're going to probably encounter rock in some places, and so it would be nice to know that ahead of time before they do the geotechnical report where your excavation slopes might be on that property. Also, do you anticipate needing a land use permit to do any of that work from the county?
For the site investigations?
Yeah, no, any of that.
I hadn't anticipated needing a land use permit for doing site investigation work or geotechnical borings. They usually inform the permit process, but we will make sure that we contact county planning staff to make sure that we're not going down the wrong pathway.
And then the other concern is it may have to be cleared of cultural resources first before you make any drilling. I remember just having to put up a signpost one time when we had to get archaeologists to look at before they dug the hole. So we might want to clear that first, not that they were in that environmental review and federal section 601 yet, but if we got there and didn't do this ahead of time, you know, it may hurt. In the process of going towards an annexation with the county, does the county in any way need to change its local coastal plan to allow this at this location once it annexes, or do they have to do anything more than just give it to the city?
I'm not sure that the county, maybe John can answer that question a little bit more in depth.
Sure, I think
you don't want an engineer answering a planning question.
And let's see. We don't want Rob answering this. The short answer is no. The county doesn't need to change any of their LCP policies to allow annexation. It's really a LAFCO purview, and LAFCO technically is a state agency. It's not a county agency. It's called San Luis Obispo LAFCO. There's no county in there. So they trump all the county and city issues and decide on their own criteria of what works, what doesn't.
You want to hit it one more time, Richard?
I just want to follow up.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Right. We got all night.
All right. several years ago, maybe Rob, you could answer that, but several years ago, not this mayor, but previous council, had LAFCO had come in and stripped our sphere of influence and took it out. Was the rent, this site, part of that area where they took away from us?
I think it was. I think the city sphere went almost to Atascadero up the Moro Valley.
Okay.
But not anymore. Giving LAFCO and the county some of the benefit of the doubt, we had no resource plans to serve that area
So it was taken away, stolen from us, maybe a bit of harsh language for what actually happened during that time. We didn't have any way to serve that area, so we probably didn't need a sphere if we didn't have any plans to serve that area. I might be committing heresy by saying that.
Okay, well, as chair, I'm going to try to roll up our comments and maybe concerns that hopefully will help us organize and maybe prioritize where this committee would like to go on issues concerning this facility. I hear a lot of interest in the Cayuga Sanitary District and how they're going to participate, and in their and in metering. Richard's comment was very appropriate. I hear where Barbara is concerned about how to address the project itself. Are we going to turnkey this project, or are we going to separate the design and construction and have separate RFPs for engineering and construction? I also want to emphasize we're interested in our community outreach and how to approach that in the best way of getting involvement of our city and people that are involved that are interested. We want to look at potential grants and financing, especially what Prop 1 could do for us. Could we sell state water if our Morrow wells come in after all of this? Could we sell state water? Or, in other words, what is our financial plan? And listening to the public comment, I would include in that a ratepayer study and where we are on this. I know that there is a contract out on rates, and I think that maybe that would be something that we'd like to take a bite of that apple as well. And I guess the only thing that I have that I would like to add is that I think that there's a lot of discussion on a lot of items that are interrelated, and the schedule does not show, from my perspective, that those interrelationships and how they affect the critical path of this project. And from my own personal experience, I think that would be of great value to start developing an outlined schedule showing how all of these different activities that all these guys and ladies brought up are interrelated. And so I'm not telling you what to do on our next meeting, but I'm just trying to help just boil this down to what we talked about tonight. So with that, I think we're to committee closing comments, and we went through it pretty well, but I want to give everyone a chance to have one more crack at this before we get to adjournment. So let's start with Paul and work our way around, and we're close to the end of the meeting.
Yeah, as I mentioned under B1, there are some items here in the action, the next steps that the environmental subcommittee would like to get together on. I knew Valerie isn't here today. But we'd like to get together and talk about the coordination with these agencies that's mentioned in here. We'd like to get together about the cultural, biological, and other environmental issues, and then maybe even have some, say on the proposal that's coming about with the GFR. Steve is probably going to speak more to the engineering, but for the first time, it looks like we've got some engineering things that are coming up in our subcommittee on engineering, which I'm part of as well.
Yeah.
Should be discussing that. So that's where I'm thinking that as a subcommittee.
Let me interrupt you. Let me interrupt you just for a second. The next meeting is scheduled for February 11th, and that's essentially a month away. So I don't know how you want to dovetail that into the agenda items we were talking about and the subcommittee.
The subcommittee item seems to be an item that comes up every meeting. So if we convene before the next meeting, right, we'll have a report for you on the things I just mentioned in time for that meeting. So that's what I'm thinking.
Good.
Okay. Maybe I'm a little confused, and I'm looking at your staff report. What I understand today is we're supposed to be given recommendations whether to have John Rickenbach and crew move forward to prepare a scope of work for the facilities master plan, not actually doing the facilities master plan. Is that correct?
So facilities master planning is fairly specialized, and there's some large engineering firms that do that work.
Merely what you're asking us today is a recommendation on having JFR help with the preparation of scoping that actual RFP.
Yeah, I see.
It's not to do the actual work. I think we're getting a little away from what your staff report brought in today, and that's why I wanted to clarify it in my own mind, unless I'm missing it and you're moving forward with the entire.
Yeah, we had not anticipated that John's team would be proposing on the facilities master planning. They're more of adjunct staff,
right,
to I wear a lot of hats, other than the wastewater treatment plant, although that's my favorite one to wear. But we need additional support from an oversight.
No, I totally agree. I just was hearing different things as we went around the room. And to speak to something Richard brought up, and he said costs were secondary, and I have no problem with that. I was not arguing that their cost was too high for preparing the report. I just think when we get to that next phase, I'm guessing it was underscoped. I have no clue whether it was underscoped or you underthought what needed to be done. But at the end of the day, I wasn't arguing the number. What I'm arguing is we need to have it more concise as we move through these different processes. And I may have misunderstood you, Richard. I got you. But from my standpoint, what I read we're trying to move on today is, A, whether to recommend JFR to move forward with preparing the scoping, and for the secondary of general discussion about the CSD and how we go forward with them. And I think we heard from Richard, he felt it should go one way. I'm probably a little ambivalent at this point because I probably don't have enough knowledge on whether it makes more sense for them to be true partners or whether it works out better. I see a lot of liability issues if they're a customer and we cannot provide them the service. I can see lawsuits flying the other way real quick as a provider of service. But I don't feel intelligent enough to make a recommendation on that matter. Thank you, Bill.
Well, you bring up a good point. I ask Rob, are you looking for a recommendation on that tonight?
Maybe a soft recommendation. What your general opinion is at this point in time. We have to give you more information on this subject.
I think this is pretty loose and sketchy at this point.
Yeah. So we're embarking down that path of the relationship building, this new relationship building. We have not completed it yet. So this is just your first impression on this subject. It's not committing the city that that's the way we're going to go. But council did want to hear from this committee what your initial thoughts were.
Do you think that you have them?
Yes, I do.
I do, too. Okay. Stephen, are you done? You're done? Okay, good. Dale? How about you, Jenny?
I'll get it one of these years. I just wanted to say that I agree with Stephen. I don't have any preconceived notions about Cayucos joining us.
Maybe it's because I'm new to Morro Bay. We've only been here 5 years, so I don't know a lot of the background and the history between the two communities. But I sincerely hope that the two communities can get together, and I'd like to see a partnership and sharing of the costs.
Barbara.
Thank you. Pretty much the same comments. I want to keep an open mind about the partnership with CSD and sharing costs and liability usually can work better. But I do have some concerns, some of which is I noticed there are an awful lot of JPA joint meetings that were canceled in the past year after the direction to have a new facility. So that bothers me a little bit when you're trying to strike up a partnership, and I don't know the history behind that or why they were canceled, but that's a concern. So we're open to suggestions, but we don't have enough information, I don't think,
right,
to give a recommendation.
Yeah, Richard.
Thank you, Barbara. I got a question for either of you guys. On the facilities master plan, if, depending on the technology, you could be looking at 5 acres or you could be looking at 1 acre. When you're looking at this next step, how are you approaching that?
So we'll have a basic footprint for the treatment facilities and some surrounding facilities. The idea is if the treatment plant moves out there, the courtyard moves out there with it. So we'll have a fairly good-sized footprint on that site. So we have a general idea of how big it's going to be, and we would probably err to the side of, at least in these initial investigations, a little bit larger than we might ultimately end up. You know, some of us have gone to there's a facility down in Santa Paula that had a very tiny footprint. I think that's perfect for when you're really site constrained. The only thing I didn't understand is if you're not site constrained, why would you put your building on top of your aeration tanks if you don't need to? Just move it over a few feet so that you're not in a confined space situation any time that you need to work in those tanks. So that's my only reluctance on those very tiny sites is, you know, we may have a little bit more room to spread out than downtown San Francisco, so we should take advantage of that a little bit and not constrain ourselves such that we make it into a module, you know, all in one unit, and hamstring ourselves when we're doing maintenance on the facility.
Thank you. I stated my opinion quite clearly with regards to Cayucas, and I would even extend that to any customer. I would extend that to state parks. You know, anybody that is discharging into this facility, we need to have control of those measuring devices, and it's important that we do that. Also, regarding the outreach part, I think that is a big part of it, and I think that we as individuals can, because we sit on there, we can take a more of a active role in that. And I just kind of came up with an idea of maybe going into schools, you know, even with the kids, you know, to they understand it, you know. And I think that, you know, that's about it. That's it.
Okay, well, unless you have closing comments, Rob.
Yes, I'd like to... something I forgot to do in the announcements is that came up in this discussion was rates. So we'll be we have Bartle Wells as our rate consultants, and we supplied them with a whole bunch of data, and they've been up in Berkeley crunching that data. But they'll be back at the Public Works Advisory Board meeting. I believe now we've settled down on a new date for 29th of January. At the Vets Hall, normal time, 6 p.m.,
to for Barter Wells to roll out kind of their initial rate discussions will be followed up at council on February the 24th, and they'll follow it with a couple of hearings as necessary. Anticipate any new rates would be in place July 1st, whatever that rate structure would be. And we're looking at both water and sewer rates. Our water rates haven't been touched since 95, and we're getting a bit behind on our debt service coverage ratio. And then John, I'm going to let, since we've been talking about him here this afternoon, let him make some final remarks.
I'll make it brief. The first thing is thanks for the feedback. I appreciate that. Glad it's mostly positive. But I did want to address a few of the issues that were floating around that are pretty interrelated, just so you get a feel for where this could be going next. Steve, you brought up a good point on the cost. Getting it comprehensively done would be ideal. When we came into it, the direction was fairly limited, frankly, what we were going to be doing. And it did evolve. As the council said, we need to look at this, and we need to look at CMC, so that did change things, and we responded. But I do agree, in moving forward from here, there's a big advantage to seeing it all the way out, to understand that and understand how it all relates together. One of the tricks here that we're going to try to figure out with Rob internally is how to do that in the context of the direction we've been provided to deal with some short-term issues, knowing that there are long-term issues and knowing that the short-term issues, whether that's cultural, biology, geotech, you name it, inform facilities planning, inform site size, inform technology, it all relates, and it's hard to do it in a linear way. We get that. So we want to be mindful of that as we put a scope together. Don't know if it's going to come out as the whole ball of wax kind of scope or a partial ball of wax that leads to another process. We'll be ready to respond either way. On the questions of biology and cultural, which are immediate issues, one of the things that I'm having our a team of consultants look at, we're looking at different cultural resource bids. We're also looking internally on biology because we are on our team, although we haven't engaged them yet, we do have Kevin Merck Associates as part of our team, our original team. I've worked with Kevin for years, a great biologist. So I've really gone through this with him in some detail about what we need to do. And I agree with Rob, we have to kind of put the envelope out a little bit, generically speaking. Maybe we look at a 30-acre portion of the parcel so we can really flex around on the lower end. We want to look at the corridor down 41. We don't know what's going to happen on reclamation, so we don't want to send out too much too soon that's wasted work. But we do know certain things right now. We do want to look on biology at things like jurisdictional waters, wetlands, things that we want to work around if we can. On cultural, we want to look at are there sites that we haven't found? We know a lot about sites that are off-site, especially down 41 toward Highway 1. We want to look at that in a little bit more detail to see, are we talking about a minefield of sites that we have to kind of work a way around? Are we talking about a way to, even if there are a lot of sites, that there are methods to keep the integrity of those sites intact? And are there issues right on the Rancho Colina site itself? We want to answer those questions pretty quickly. Biology, it happens to be a very timely time. We're coming into the spring survey season right now. So if we can get that work going by February, that's what I'm hearing, and we get some answers there, we're going to learn a lot. It's really going to play out very well as the EIR comes forward down the line. On cultural, it's a little less time sensitive in terms of when you do the work, but doing it now is critical for a lot of the reasons, Paul, you mentioned. And all that's going to inform how we write an RFP for the environmental work, whether CEQA and NEPA are involved, for example. NEPA, if there's federal funding, would be involved. We don't know that yet at this point, but that goes to the financing issues. And then in terms of the facilities master planning, again, we need to get a consultant who will do that, but we do know the issues that need to be scoped out relative to what they need to do. And then as a whole sidebar, there's a whole reclamation planning issue. What's the best way to go about thinking about reclamation? We've heard a lot about it. We've made some assumptions in our past reports. We've had good feedback and criticisms. Yeah. But we really got to drill that down, how to use the water best. And all of this informs everything else, obviously. So we're going to work with staff and you and council to come up with a program that gets you as far along as it makes sense, knowing that while we're doing that, we're also going to be thinking all the way out, just because it all makes sense to think that way. And so with that, I just want to thank you all for the support you've given so far.
Yeah, well, I'm impressed with the input by this body, and I think that staff can rest assured that if you would like to have our input on issues other than normal dates that we would have, like the next meeting, February 11th, you want to say, okay, we want a round table on this issue of environmental issues or whatever. I think we're pretty flexible. Maybe all of us couldn't make it, but at least if you want to just sit around for an hour and limit it to an hour, you know, I think that you would find this body pretty receptive to that. So I just put that out there for another possibility for you to take that into consideration. That about does it. The next meeting for this...
No, I think no, consensus-wise, I think we've taken good notes, and
Okay.
We may be here for an hour or so if we try to wrap this up into a motion. But I think we received all of your comments. I took good notes. We actually have it on DVD if we really we can relive it. So if there's any question, and.
but Rob, consider us a resource, and let us help wherever we can. So
and thank you for that offer, but I do want to be respectful of your time and not,
no,
you know, and we do have some noticing requirements, so we're not going to call you on a, you know, can you make it this afternoon? It's going right. to have to, you know, probably be at least a week's notice.
That said, there's a reason why you have subcommittees. Sort of partly for that purpose. If your environmental group wants to get together with staff and me, that's fine. We'll talk things
yeah,
through.
Yeah, exactly.
Bingo.
Bill, I don't know if we needed to open this to the public or not, but since Bob's still out here, this item before you close
Bob,
it.
Bob, did you want to come in and tell us something that we need to know?
In your humble opinion.
I can't talk. Anyway, I'm
no, come on up here.
Here.
Have a seat. Take the mic.
That's okay. I just want to make sure that we move on. I don't want any more delays. That's it. Because either Kayakis gets aboard or they become a customer. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, the next scheduled meeting of this advisory committee is February 11th, and it will be here at the same time, same place. And so with that, I adjourn this meeting, and see you next month.